Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Mesher Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Vo'ira Tovshin Pehei. On Tuesday, Chof Aleph Teves, my grandmother was Nifter. Halea Shalom. Rachel Miriam Bas Naftali Tzvi. She was 100 years old. Outlived both of her children, my mother, Alei Shalom, and my mother's brother. And therefore, there's no Shiva, no one to sit Shiva. But Baruch Hashem, she has grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Oiskim Bateiru v'mitzvahs. And Baruch Hashem, she was zeichet to see great-great-grandchildren. My Einikol and my sister's Einikol. And so the Shir should be Le'ilui Nishmasa. We're going to learn two Meshech Chachmas that are connected to each other, B'derech HaPshat. Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, the first Meshech Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu with the Dal L'Shoyna Shagula to Klal Yisrael. Vayidaber Moshe Keino B'nei Yisrael. And Moshe spoke to B'nei Yisrael. V'lo Yishomu El Moshe, and they did not listen to Moshe, Mikoytze Ruach, U'mi Avodah Kasha. Says Rashi, "V'leishamu amoisha lekiblu tanchumim." They didn't accept his tanchumim. V'leishamu is a lashon of being mekabel. The Sifsechamim says, "Reitz aloymar shenisyashu min hagaula lefi shesavru shi efsher legalam mishum meavoida kasha kazu." V'leishamu amoisha mikaitze ruach. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? They did not believe in the Gula and the Avoida Kasha that they were in. They thought it was impossible for a Gula to come. And that's El Moshe. El Moshe means El Tanchume Moshe, says the Sifsei Chachamim. They were not able to hear and accept Moshe Rabbeinu's Tanchumim. Mikaitze Ruach, Umi Avoida Kasha, Kaitze Ruach, says Rashi, a person who is in such sar, ruchay, v'nishimasek, tzara, his breathing is very short. V'ini yochel laharech v'nishimasek. That's v'leishamu al-moisha, they weren't able to accept the tanchumim. The Sipurnei says, Eloshen, v'leishamu al-moisha lisboinen b'chol zeh, they couldn't be misboinen. V'inyin sheyivtuchu b'yeshuas ha-kol yisbarach, v'yachshevel lohem tzedakah. Ke'inyin Avram. This is an interesting thing, the Sipurnei. Avram Avinu ve'emin ba'Hashem ve'yachshevel lo itztaka. He believed in Hashem, and that itself was a schus. Zok the Sipurnei, if Klal Yisrael were able to be misboinein and have bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that would have been a schus for them. But they weren't able. V'leishamu al Moshe lisboinein. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it wasn't a schus. Trasanta Tzipornai. Hashem said, I'm going to give them an asati yisolochem my rasha. Aye, they never made it. It was because of this. Because they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu and have bitachon in the geula. And therefore they weren't zeiche that they got in, only their children. Mikaitze ruach, ki loy nemno eskel rucham v'loy nosnu leiv lihizboinein. If they wouldn't have had the Avoida Kasha, they would have been able to be misbainin. And then they would have understood Moshe Rabbeinu's tainas that she should have bitachon. So, and the last pshat before we go to Rabbeinu Meir Simcha. You can look at the Rashbam here also, and you can look at the Ramban talks about it. But there's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh, Mikoytze Ruach, Ulai. His bother, what's this Koytze Ruach, a shortness? Rashi learns it's a shortness of breath. Mikoytze Ruach, the Ruach was Kotzer. Says the Arachayim, Ulai, ki litzad shaloi hoyu b'nei Teira, loi shamu, because they were not b'nei Teira. They didn't listen. Reb Chaim Stein, Zichrono Livracha, used to say over the Zarachayim, and he used to say Pshat because the Ben Torah understands, Kol Ma'adavir Achmana L'Tavavid, and Memela, that bitachon in all circumstances, in all situations. And they weren't B'nai Torah, so that was their Kitzer Ruach. They were very limited, because they were not B'nai Torah. But Avada, what he's saying is Emes, I'm not sure it's the Pshat or Rechayim, because the Rechayim continues. V'leze yikra Kitzer Ruach. The Torah is marchiv, it widens a person's heart. If a person doesn't have Torah, there's a kitzer ruach. His view of things are very limited. Torah gives the person the ability to be expansive, to think out of the box, to think beyond the box. That's what Emunah and Bitachon is. Emunah and Bitachon is that even if I can't think of an Eitzah, but the Rabbi Nisham has an Eitzah. Even though I can't think of a Cheshman, the Rabbi Nisham has a Cheshman. That takes a person thinking, what we call thinking out of the box, beyond what's in his realm, in his Dalet Amos. A person who could only think about what's in front of them in a little box, he has a very limited view. That's called Kitzer Ruach. When a person learns Torah, and a person's Miyageh B'Torah, it gives a person a Harchovas HaLeiv. Torah trains a person to the Amita Shel Torah, the expansiveness of Torah. The Torah's Nitzchi. That changes a person's view on everything when he learns Torah. It's Marchiv Liboy Shel Adam. And Kala Yisrael, as the Sifsei Chachamim said in Rashi, they couldn't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ever going to be able to take them out of this Avodah Kasha. It looks hopeless, and they were right, it looked hopeless. But their Rabbi Nisham could do everything. B'nai Torah have the Archavas HaLev to have that Emun and Bitochen. But the Archaim says, but they had Kitzer Ruach. And Memela me Avodah Kasha, because of that Avodah Kasha, they were not able to think of anything beyond their Dalet Amos. That is the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Let us see what Meir Simcha says. Dr. Meir Simcha. Vayidaber Moshe al Kedem Bnei Yisrael v'lo shomo al Moshe mikaytzer ruach me'avodah kasha. Pirush. Inyan hava l'aretz Yisrael. The Geula, that's not what we're referring to here. Like all the Mefarshim seem to learn. The part that he said, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk before, Ve'veitzi eschem el oretz, asher nosasi es yodi, losi es avram litzol liyakoy, v'nosati es solochem erosh ane Hashem, v'yidaber Moshe kein al b'nei Yisrael. He spoke all of this, including Ve'veitzi. That, Kla Yisrael cannot hear. Mikoytze ruach me'avoy dekosha. Why? Kiderech k'she yoyim. People who are having hard days. So something into the psychology of a person. We could take this to a lamaisa. When a person is in a situation of kashi yoim, today, in the moment, things are impossible, things are hard. That all they could think about is getting me out of this problem. They're not interested and they're not able to hear about what's going to happen in the future. That yes, we're going to get you out of this sara. Not only that, your mom is going to be matzliach and they're going to, unbelievable things are going to happen. I can't think about that. I'm so stuck in the tzara of the moment. All I can think about is this. Get me out of this sara. I can't hear about things in the future and big yeshuas and niflois and how this is going to bring to success. Person has to know how to talk to someone. So that's what Vayidaber Moshe Kena B'nei Yisrael V'leishamu Al Moshe, this last prat of Eveisi Eschem El Oretz V'nosati Yisrael Lochem Meirosho Ani Hashem, that Klai Yisrael couldn't hear. I'm Mikoytze Ruach Me'avoyid Kasha. All I could think about is getting out of this day. V'lochein says Meir Simcha. What is the, this is Pasuk Tes. So Pasuk Yud says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Vayidaber El Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, go speak to Paroi, Vishalach Es B'nei Yisrael Me'artzoi. Vayidaber Moshe Lefnei Hashem Leimor, Hein B'nei Yisrael Lo Yishomu Elai, Ve'ech Yishmeini Faroi Vanir Aral Svasayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes with some tainus here. And he said, B'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me. Ve'ech Yishmeini Faroi, how's Paroi going to listen to me? Vanir Aral Svasayim, and I'm an Aral Svasayim. It sounds like Rameir Simcha's understanding, as we'll see in a moment, because the next pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe v'Aharon, v'yitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'parah melech Mitzrayim, v'hoytzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." Hashem said to Moshe, "Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael." One second, "Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael v'parah melech Mitzrayim." Oh, I thought he already spoke to Klal Yisrael. Now he's going to Parai. Why does it say again, Vayitzavem b'nei Yisrael? There's a Meshech Achman here. We did it a few years ago, if I remember correctly. So Meir Simcha's learning that in the second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, go back to Klal Yisrael. Go back to Klal Yisrael. Why? Once Klal Yisrael heard that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about what's going to be in the Geula, v'lakachdi ve'vesi, they shut down. They couldn't hear anything anymore. So the whole v'lo shamu al Moshe, because of the inyan of Havol Eretz Yisrael, the inyan of bringing them to Eretz Yisrael, caused that they didn't hear anything from Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole thing, don't talk to me about it. I don't know what you're talking about. I get it. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu already said, v'itzeisi, v'itzalti. He talked about what the Geula in the present. But once he started talking about the future, the whole thing, they couldn't handle the whole thing. So now Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm going to go to Paro and talk about Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, you know why Klal Yisrael didn't listen to you? They didn't listen to you because we told them too much. We spoke about the future. So therefore you're going to go back. Vayitzavim of B'nai Yisrael. The first thing is go to B'nai Yisrael. Vel Paro Melech Mitzrayim. What are you going to tell them? You're going to talk about Eretz Yisrael? No. Lahaitzias b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. That's it. One thing. That's what Meir Simcha says. V'lachein v'yedaber Hashem v'yitzavah b'nei Yisrael z'mer Yisrael k'loimer l'daber rak idoy zeh u'chamoyshe nizkor l'kamon. Later on, we're going to have psukim about this as well. Doik v'tishkach. This is going to be later on. Psukim. Let's say Chavov and Chazayin k'yamar Hashem shalach hasami v'yavduni and so on and so forth. That's the wrong parak here. Parak Chavav, Pasuk Chavav Chav Zayin here in Parak Vav. Who are in Moshe Hashem, Amar L'Hashem, Metzias B'nei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. Hey, Ma'am, Adam, Ravam, Mitzrayim, L'Hoytzias B'nei Yisrael, Mitzrayim. All of this was just L'Hoytzias B'nei Yisrael, Mitzrayim. L'daber Rak Oidoy Zeh. All you should speak about. To Parai and to Klal Yisrael. U'chamoshe Nitzkol Haman, Doik V'tishkach. That's why Meir Simcha is saying in those psukim, the pasuk is stressing, Lo'itzis b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, Lo'itzis b'nei Yisrael. We're not talking about anything else. Because Klal Yisrael couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and now the Kal V'chomer is very geschmack. Klal Yisrael didn't listen to the whole business of Moshe Rabbeinu, because they couldn't hear Ve'hevesi, they couldn't hear Eretz Yisrael. And they're the ones who are going to go. That's part of the Yeshua. Eich Yishmeini Paroi. Paro, he doesn't want to hear about going to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't want to hear about going to Eretz Yisrael, but he for sure doesn't want to hear about going to Eretz Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is not going to listen to the whole thing, if I start mentioning Eretz Yisrael, Kol Shekein Paro is not going to listen to the whole thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're right. For Klal Yisrael and Paro, one thing, L'Hoytzias B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. And that's an insight on how to talk to people. When people are in a matziv of tzara, you got to talk to them about that. They can't think about anything else. They can't think about all the future zach and how everything's going to be great and so on and so forth. You have to talk to them about the matzav that they're in now because that's all they could think about. Then he says, Vahavein, should understand this. And he says, Aderach Tzachis. It's not Pashup Shat. Let us now go to another Meshech Achma. And this is the Meshech Achma. So the Psukim, same Perek, Perek Vav, as we just said, in Pasuk Chavav, who are in a Moshe, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oitzias B'nai Yisrael, Him and Medabrim, Vahibi Yom Dibra Hashem HaMoshe Meretz Yisrael, Pasuk of Tes, Vahidabra Hashem HaMoshe Leimer, Ani Hashem, Daber El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Eis Kol Asher Ani Dover Elecha, go speak to Paro everything that I told you, Vahyomer Moshe Lifnei Hashem, Hein Ani Aral Svasayim, I have a hard time speaking, Veich Yishmal Paro, how's Paro going to listen to me? So when you look at Rashi on this Pasuk, Rashi tells us, Vayidaber Hashem, Hu hadibar atzmai ha'omer lemaila boy daber el paroi melech Mitzrayim. This is the dibar that we just learned in Pasuk Yer Aleph that we just learned. Boy daber vishalach b'nei Yisrael mi'artzai. El mitach shehefsik ha'inyin kedei liachzam. Because in the middle we had a bunch of psukim about the yichus of Moshe v'Aaron. So now we got to go back to where we were before. Chazara inyan alav laaschaboy. We talked about Hashem sending him to Paroi. So this pasuk is not sending another time. This is the original sending. We're just like recapping as we continue. And the next pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Livnei Hashem, Hi Amira Shamer Lamaila. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said before. In pasuk he base, Hey Bnei Yisrael Shamu Elai. Bnei Yisrael did not listen to me. And how's Paroi going to listen to me? V'shana akos of kan. Again, says Rashi. The pasuk said it again. Kevin shevsiko inyan. V'kach yashita ka'odom ha'imer nachsa al rishaynis. Like a person says, before we go vayta, let's chazer over, let's repeat and recap what we said till now. Rameir Simcha says, no. There's a conversation going on here between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shalalam. That is something new. Says Rameir Simcha inyan. Shemoisha toan koidem hein minei sole shomu elai vechi shveni parai. Moshe Rabbeinu and Pasuk Yibay says, B'nai Yisrael didn't listen to me. How is Pari going to listen to me? And as we know, Rashi brings down earlier, and the Pasuk, this is the one of the 10 Kavachaymers that there are in the Torah. Ulam yesh le pircha. However, there is a pircha, there's a kasha on this Kavachaymer. Why? What's the kasha? What was the Kavachaymer? Kavachaymer was, B'nai Yisrael, who are chalishing to go out of Mitzrayim, and all they should be so excited to hear. They should be so excited to hear they're going out of Mitzrayim, and yet they didn't listen to me. Kol Shekain, surely so, Paro, who has no interest in them going out of Mitzrayim, he's for sure not going to be able to hear me. He's for sure not going to be able to hear me. So says Rameir Simcha, what do you mean? It's not a good Kal V'Chaimer, there's a Kasha. Shebnei Yisrael heima bali b'chira. Bnei Yisrael have free choice. V'zeh mikvuras Hashem Yisborach shen yidiyosim achrechas ha-b'chira. As the Rambam says in Hilchot Shuvah, this is part of the gevura of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that he gives people the ability to choose, and his yidiyos na machrechas ha-b'chira, the fact that Hashem knows, which seems to be a contradiction to free choice, is not. However, that means, the Rambam says, if you'd understand it, it'd be the Rabbeinu Shalom. We can't understand it. But we have free choice, we know that, and that's a gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he, so to speak, gave that up a little bit, that control, Rachman al-Chas v'Shalom, but to allow free choice. Avol Pari Melech Mitzrayim, but Pari is a king. And Vazok the Pasuk in Mishlei Perichov Aleph Aleph, Zok the Pasuk in Mishlei, Leiv Melech Biyad Hashem. The Leiv Melech is Biyad Hashem, Shemelochim Einam Bale Bechira. Kings don't have free choice, K'moy Shomar, like Yeshaya Novi says, Hoy Asher Shevet Api, Asher is the stick of my anger, says the Rabbeinu Shem. Umatehu biyodam zami, and it's the staff in my hand of my anger. So Moshe Rabbeinu came with the Kal V'Chomer, and he said, if Klai Yisrael won't listen to me, Moshe as Pari Zichar won't listen to me, Zok the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to answer that taina, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Leimar. In our pasuk, Hashem answers his taina. Ani Hashem, says the Meshech Chochma. What do you mean? It's not dependent on Paroi hearing your taina. Ani Hashem, zok the Meshech Chochma, uviyodi lahatis levov lechol masherze. I'm in charge of his heart. I could sway it in each way. So the Kal V'Chomer is Alts Kla Yisrael's Bali Bechira. They didn't listen to you. But it's not a Kal V'Chomer to Paroi, because Paroi is not in charge of his heart. He's not in charge of what he does. He's not in charge of how he acts and reacts. I'm in charge. Ani Hashem. So Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Ani Hashem. That's your first taina shlugged up. V'lezeh Oimer Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came, and therefore Hashem said, Daber al Pari Melech Mitzrayim, Eiskol Asher Ani Doiver Elecho. Tell him whatever I'm going to say, and he'll be bekabel. Vayomer Moshe Levnei Hashem says, the next pasuk Moshe says, okay, but Rabbeinu Shem had two tainas. One taina was the Kal V'Chomer, but the taina shnia was Vani Aral Svasayim. Ani Aral Svasayim, and over there in pasuk Yudbeis, Ve'echi Shmeini Paroi, Vani Aral Svasayim is the second taina. That taina still exists. I should go talk to Paroi. I can't talk well. So that's why the pasuk says, and pasuk the next pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Levnei Hashem, Heinani Ares Hasayim Ve'echi Shmai Lei Paroi. Vazehei Sheva Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the next pasuk in Perek Zayin Pasuk Alek. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Rei Nisaticha Lekim Lefar Evar Nechichi Yenevi'echa. Even though there's a pay and it's a new parsha, but Rameir Simcha is connecting them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, you're right. V'ar nechichi yenevi'echa. You'll talk to Paroi. Kein kishur hapsukim. So Mer Simcha is saying, it's a Gamar de Gavart over here. Moshe Rabbeinu came with a Taina. There's a Kavachayimar Paru, and listen to me. And Va'ani Aral Svasayim is a second Taina. I can't even talk straight. Says the Rabbeinu Shem, Ani Hashem. It's no Taina. Ani Hashem. I'm in charge. Leiv Melech Biyad Hashem. And therefore, Darbel Paru. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, but I'm still Aral Svasayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, if you insist. Reinis Haticha Likim Lefari. Varnachicha Yeneviyecha. Aaron is going to be your meturgaman. You're the one going to be in charge of bringing the makas, but he's going to talk. This yisayit is an unbelievable sayit. Leiv melech b'yad Hashem. It's something that we have to remember. Let us look at this pasuk in Mishlei. We have to remember this yisayit because we live in a world that there's kings, rulers. Even though the pasuk says leiv melech b'yad Hashem, it's always brought by the mefarshim as leiv melech v'sarim b'yad Hashem, leiv melachim v'sarim, leiv sarim. It's lav dafka murcha to a melech. Why? As we'll see, why is it that the leiv melech is biyad Hashem? But that's so important for us, because we live in a country, we have a president, and we're all busy with the prime minister of Israel. Why does he make such decisions? And this is what I said, people are all out of sorts with the hostage deal, at what cost, etc., etc. I had people tell me they can't stop thinking about it. It doesn't make any sense. How did he agree to it? Pressure, not pressure. Trump turned on everybody. What's going on over here? You know what the answer is, Rabbi Isai? You're right. It doesn't make any sense. But Leiv Melech Biyad Hashem. If he pressured him and he made this decision, V'chulu V'gaymer, it's not them, it's out the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We always believe it's the Rabbi Nishalaylam, but by the Melech's decisions, it's Zichr Leiv Melech Biyad Hashem. As Rabbi Zimcha said, a Melech has no Bechira, Shemalachim Enim Bala Bechira. I'm the one. Biyadi lahatis levavi l'chol ma'asheretze. Let's look at a pasuk in Mishlei. Palgei mayim leiv melech biyad Hashem al kol asher yach bo yitziatenu. We have to read the Malbim here. Unbelievable Malbim. Palgei mayim leiv melech. A king's heart is palgei mayim. It's like a rush of water. Like an amas hamayim, a stream of water, says the Metzudos. Says the Malbim. Hagam shalev ha'adam ha'prati, a person, an individual, his heart is nosum b'rshusay v'abechira b'yadai, he has bechira leikein lev ha'melech. Why? Achar shebebechirusay tali oysher ha'klal, a king's choices affect the entire population, the klal, v'im yibchar b'derech ra. And if he chooses to do ra, yashchis rabim v'atsumim, he could destroy so much. Lochein libo izeh haklali avada a melech, when it comes to his personal decisions, avada has bechira. When it comes to the tzibur's decisions, when it comes to the libo haklali hu biyad Hashem v'hu binyani haklal mishulal habechira, when it comes to the klal, he has no bechira. Umedameil lepal gemayim, and that's why the pasuk shleim haMelech compares him to an upstream of water. Shamayim berita mehare ad. Because the water flows down from the mountains in all different sources. It flows down the mountains, all different places, and it gathers in one place and it becomes a stream. A nachal shaitif. And from that nachal, so it starts off as all different things, comes to one stream, and then from that stream, it's also siphoned off to fields and all different things that's necessary. And these palge mayim is the success of the klal. If you don't divert the water to the proper places, the water will continue going to where? To the deserts, out into the forests. What do you mean? We need it in civilization. They need water. If you don't pay attention properly where to divert the water, it won't on its own end up in the proper place, end up in nowhere. Or if not, it'll end up in fields and flood them. Or it'll end up in the valleys and cities and wash them away. So what do people do when you have palgei mayim? You make sure to go to divert it to the proper places. Take them away from the places they shouldn't be and put them in the places that they're most beneficial. The kosher came in mekayim shehaziko v'yishtayfu. Achar shezeh tzarech haklal. So you, because this is a Torah HaKlal, you make sure to use it in the proper way and don't just let it go off and destroy things. Kein Lev Melech, Acher Shemi Maseo, Yiflugu in Yoni HaKlal. A king's actions get spread out to the klal and get divided up in all different ways. Im l'shevet, sometimes it's cruel. Im l'chesed, im l'cham, im l'shalom. So because of that lev hamelech, if we would just let it go on its own, who knows what it would do? It could destroy things. It won't be beneficial in the right places. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go be mate it. So it's the most beneficials. V'yato isom hem b'yad Hashem, v'yato isom l'fi ritzoinoi b'anogas haklal. Im zochu, if the klal is zoicha, yateu l'toiva. Uvehepich, the opposite. And it's not v'layamtim l'shanes gemar maseh l'fi ritzoinoi. Hashem doesn't say, okay, I'll let the king do what he wants, and then I'll fix it up. No. Rak tchilas netiyas halev yateu l'ritzoinoi, k'moy shematim palgei mayim b'ascholos havlekusam. And the same thing is with the mayim also. You don't wait till it comes into the city and then where it's going to destroy, say, okay, let's make barriers, it shouldn't flood it. No, right away in the beginning, upstream already, you're taking care of it. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom does. Leiv melech biyad Hashem. We don't know if it's already getting a little late now, but it's kedai to see the Gro over there. It's totally different. Besides the Pashup Shat, he says, Leiv melech is talking about Tamid Chachamim, Bederach Shalom Reitze Leilach Malichim Oysai, and other pshatim and leiv melech biyad Hashem legabe psak elu veilam divrei elokim chayim. Yuyin in the gra, obviously a different pshat, but we can't let the pasuk go by without saying it. So what are we supposed to do with this? So the Gemara in Brachos daf nun hey amid aleph meridik Gemara zok the Gemara amar Yehuda marav shloisha tzrichim rachamim. There are three things that need rachamim. We'll see in Rashi in a moment what rachamim, what it means tzrichim rachamim. Melech toiv shana toiva vechalaim toiv. Melech toiv dechziv pal ge mayim leiv melech biyad Hashem. Our pasuk. Shana toiv dechziv tamen in Hashem. Mesha shana chalem toiv. So on and so forth. Zokt Rashi tzrichim rachamim. These three things need rachamim. Tzrichim levakish rachamim. A person klal yisrael has to daven to be mevakish rachamim. Sheyavoyu, that they should come. These three things need rachamim in tvilois, that they should takabi a melech toiv, a shana toiv, and a chaloim toiv. Shei biyadu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because these three things are in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom, vein lam reshus lovoi ela reshusoi, and they only have reshus lovoi if he allows it to happen. A melech toiv can only happen if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it, because leiv melech biyad Hashem, azoi zokta gemara. And therefore zokta Rashi, zokta gemara, tzrichim rachamim, tzrichim levakesh rachamim. You look in the Marsha, he has a bit of a different pshat. So I'm out on Rosh Hashanah, you have to be mevakesh rachamim. But in the Pasha pshat here in Rashi, Chazal are telling us that the first thing we have to understand when it comes to leaders, presidents, prime ministers, kings, leiv melech biyad Hashem, they have no bechira. There's no bechira. The Rabbeinu Shalom has them do what he wants them to do when it comes to the klal. That's aleph beis. So what are we supposed to do? Tzrichim levakish rachamim. You want to know what you could do about it? You could be mevakish rachamim. Dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom that he should make it a melech toiv. That this president should be a melech toiv. The prime minister should be a melech toiv. There's nothing given, Rabbi Sai. The fact that he promised he'll be good and good and good for the Jews and so on and so forth. And the fact in past track record has no shaychis to today. You know why? Because his leiv is not biyodai. It's totally if we're zoicha. As the Malbim said, if there's zoicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matel l'toivah. V'chas v'sholem, not is not. Tzrichim levakish rachamim. We want there to be prime minister of Israel to make good decisions for the klal. Whatever good decisions mean, it's impossible decisions he has to make. He doesn't make those decisions. Leiv melech biyad Hashem. You want it to be a good outcome? Tzrichim levakish rachamim. That's our job. We have to remember everything is tali in the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Marsha says, what do you mean? Of course, everything is tali in the Rabbeinu Shalom. But if the Gemara highlights these three things that are not tali, the other ones, Shana Taiva, Chalaim Taiva, you have to understand. But Melech Taiva, clearly we're talking about, it's not his Bechira. It's not his Bechira. Yes, Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu always runs the show, but he lets Bechira happen to people. But when it comes to the lave of a Melech B'yad Hashem, he has no Bechira, says Rav Meir Simcha, says really, Shleima HaMelech. He has no Bechira. So what are we supposed to do, says the Gemara? Tzrichim Rachamim, Tzrichim Levakish Rachamim, Sheyavayu, that he should be a Melech Toiv. Because he's biyadish al hakadosh baruch hu, dechsiv palgei mayim leiv melech biyad Hashem. Kol tov, everyone.